Hey everyone, this is Turd Flinging Monkey. So a few days ago, WatchMojo released a video called Top 10 Things Men Do Not Understand About Women. Now, WatchMojo is, you know, kind of a clickbaity channel. They release a lot of top 10 lists. It's pretty much all they do. It's their bread and butter. And this video wasn't particularly misandrist or anything. It was very lighthearted. It was there for entertainment. The only reason why I'm responding to it isn't because they said anything wrong, but because they didn't say anything at all. They listed these top 10 things, showed some movie clips, and just moved on. They didn't even propose any theories, even entertaining ones, to help explain these behaviors. So this video is less of a response to WatchMojo. I'm not trying to counter anything they said. I'm actually trying to explain the problems and the issues and the behaviors that they addressed, because they didn't propose any explanations. What I'm going to do is I'm going to explain a comment I left on the video. Now, the comment I left at the time of this recording got 144 thumbs up and 52 replies, the overwhelming majority of which are negative. So without further ado, these are the top 10 things that only red pill men understand about women.
Number 10, why do women order a salad and then eat my fries?
It's called the shit test. The woman is seeing if you'll stand up for yourself, bargain, or just roll over and let her take what she wants from you. If you let her take your fries without taking any of her food or even mentioning it or pushing back, then she knows that you're likely going to let her get away with far more. It's a way women test their limits with a man. It may seem entirely trivial that a woman wants to take your food. It's not the point that she takes your food, it's that she just reaches over and takes your food. She feels entitled to your food even though she has her own food. You see this in relationships all the time. This whole what's mine is mine and what's yours is mine attitude. The woman just feels entitled to whatever the man has, but likes to have her own things as well. This can only exist at the man's permission. If you're on a date and a girl just reaches over and takes your food, reach over and take her food. It's like, she wants some of your fries? I don't know, grab her drink and just start drinking it. Do something to communicate that you're simply not just going to allow her to take what's yours without putting up any sort of fight. Now, you don't have to start an argument, you can make it a game. She takes your food, you reach over and take her food, and then you both laugh about it. The point is, you're communicating to her that you're not simply going to allow her to just take what's yours without saying anything. That's what women are doing. These shit tests start very small, very trivially. They don't seem like a big deal at the time. But when they know they can get away with the little things, then they stab it up and try to get away with the big things. And if you've rolled over until then, you can't expect them to respect you down the road when they try to get away with the big things.
Number 9. Why are women so fixated on marriage?
Women's obsession with marriage is extremely easy to explain. Women require a man to take care of them. They require it. They can't be a career woman and a mother at the same time. Now, I'm sure, and I got a lot of shit in the comment section for this, a woman can be a single mother and have a career, but she's going to be shit at both. She's not going to be able to climb the corporate ladder like she could because she has these kids. She's going to have to take time off. She's going to have to take sick days when the kids get sick or have an appointment. She's not really a career woman, she's just an affirmative action hire with a career. And the company is going to keep her where she can be easily replaced, because they know if they put her in an important position, she can flake out on them. These women also make terrible mothers, because they're too busy at work to properly take care of their kids. And some people who responded to my comment were very defensive about their single mothers. Now, I had a single mother. Single mothers are fucking terrible, and I have the statistics to back it up. If you had a single mother, and you turned out okay, it was completely in spite of your mother being a single mother, not because she was a single mother. Had your mother had a husband, your childhood would have been far better. Everything that you loved about your single mother, the things she did right, would have been amplified and made better if she wasn't a single mother. There is no scenario I can imagine where a woman makes a better parent to a child as a single mother than in a loving, stable marriage. It's almost always better to have the father in the child's life, if for no other reason than you have another adult helping you raise the children. You're not trying to do both things yourself. Anyway, to continue on my comment, this creates a paradox. When a woman tries to be a career woman and a mother, it creates this paradox. The woman needs to acquire a man while she's young and attractive. But as men get older, they get more resources, they can attract better women. Until the age of about 50, the quality of woman he can attract goes up and up. So how does a woman ensure that she's going to be able to keep this man and ensure that she's taken care of for the rest of her life? As the man's sexual marketplace value increases, as hers diminishes, the answer is marriage. You get a contract. You have the state point a gun at the man to make sure that he can't leave. He has to take care of you. So women are obsessed with getting married because it's extremely important. A man, he can attract a woman for decades. As long as he's earning good money, women are going to be attracted to him. A woman has a much smaller window to attract a quality man. Once she hits her 30s and 40s, if she hasn't attracted a man by then, she's fucked. In some cultures, even the late 20s is considered an old maid. And as for the obsession about the wedding itself, it's because everything's about the woman. I mean, what does a man do at a wedding? He just stands there, doesn't talk. Everything's about the woman, the bride, everything's about the bride. And women just love to have everybody paying attention to them. So a wedding is the ultimate female social orgasm, where everybody's paying attention to them, where everything is about them. In fact, when women get old and they know that they're never going to get married, because nobody wants to marry them, they sometimes marry themselves so that they can still have this ceremony, so they can still be the center of attention. It's really pathetic.
Number 8. Why do women love bad boys?
A woman will always desire a man that is better than herself. The reason why women are not attracted to nice guys and are actually turned off when a man is nice to them is because if a man is nice to them, that creates a perception that that man is equal or less valuable than herself. If you're like one of those nice guys who you know the woman's kind of out of your league, and you're very nice to her because you're hoping to win her over, that's going to be a huge turnoff. You're never going to get in her pants. The reason why is you're communicating that you are less valuable than her. And because women have the hypergamous instinct, they will seek a mate that is greater than them. They're not going to settle for a man that is worth less or even equal. If they are equal, they're going to assume that they could do better. Because if they got you, women can always date up. Men basically always have to date down. If you understand sexual marketplace values, it's not that hard to figure out where you stand and where you should look. So if you're in a relationship, if you have a wife or girlfriend, I want you to think of this. I want you to do this thought experiment. If you were better looking, richer, whatever, if you could increase your value, maybe like you found a magic lamp and made a wish and made yourself like super good looking and super rich, would you treat your wife or girlfriend differently? If the answer is yes, I'm not saying you would cheat on her or dump her. I'm just saying, would you treat her differently? Would you stop putting up with her shit knowing that you had infinite options beyond her? If the answer is yes, I want you to start treating your wife or girlfriend like that, as if you had infinite options. Because what that does is it hacks her hypergamous instinct. If a man is nice to her, it communicates that the man is lower worth, and it will trigger her hypergamy to start seeking a better mate. However, when you treat a woman like you have options, that you're not going to kiss her ass and put up with her shit, you're communicating to her that you have higher value than her. And by communicating that, she will actually be more loyal to you. Now I'm not saying this is a foolproof plan, that if you treat a woman like you don't care and that you have other things going on and you're not going to put up with her shit, that she's not going to cheat on you. I'm saying that it lessens the likelihood. She still may cheat on you. I mean, there's no guarantees in life. You're actually kind of using hypergamy to your advantage. You know, when a woman tests you by seeing what you'll put up with, she's actually testing your worth. If you put up with her shit, you're communicating to her that she has higher worth than you. And that's why men who fail shit tests get dumped or cheated on. But men who pass shit tests by basically not putting up with the woman's shit is communicating to the woman that he has higher value than her. She will respond through her hypergamous instinct to value you as a partner. Now, I would say partner kind of facetiously, because women don't want a partner. They want a leader.
Number 7. But you said it was fine!
Alright, this is another version of the shit test. She wants you to fight for her and give her plausible deniability. She doesn't want to be responsible for her own words and actions. She wants you to be responsible. So if she's evasive and you take the initiative, then it's now your responsibility. Where if she outright told you what she was thinking and feeling, then she has to take responsibility for her own feelings, and she doesn't want to. She wants you to take responsibility for them. Now again, like I said, this is a shit test. She's trying to see if she can test your limits. The way to pass this shit test is you just walk away from her. Tell her that when she's ready to talk, to come find you, and then go back to what you were doing. She's going to be in a pissed off mood, but she's going to realize that if she wants to have a conversation with you about her feelings, she has to take responsibility for her feelings. What a concept.
Number 6. Why do women love gossip?
Alright, this one's pretty easy. Women love gossip because they rely on social control due to their limited ability to manipulate others physically. Because women are weaker than men, they have to rely on social manipulation to get what they want. Children do the exact same thing when they throw tantrums or use sad puppy dog faces to get a parent to give in to their demands. Children and women share this characteristic. They can't use their strength. They can't force you to give them what they want. So they have to manipulate you to give them what they want. And knowing the latest gossip allows them to maintain social control. As the saying goes, there is no knowledge that is not power. But the reason that women are credited as being better at social manipulation compared to men is because they have to be. Social manipulation is used by those who cannot physically enforce their will, i.e. women and children.
Number 5. Why are women so obsessed with shoes?
Alright, this one extends beyond shoes. It really has more to say about women's spending habits and women's fashion in general. In general, women are obsessed with shoes and fashion because women's fashion is designed to express how a woman isn't working, but has lots of money. A quote, successful woman is one who is able to live off of a man and do no work herself. This is why long hair and fancy hairstyles are considered feminine and attractive. You can't really do many jobs with long fingernails. You can't sweat if your hair is done up fancy. Most women's clothing isn't very functional or comfortable. It's designed to be constrictive and to restrict movement. That's considered fashionable. The whole point is to communicate. I am not working. See these nails? See this fancy hair? See these constrictive clothes? I don't work. I'm a successful woman who doesn't have to work. After all, work is for men. However, women's fashion goes beyond this. It's not simply about communicating that you don't work. It's about spending as much money as possible. It's about showing how rich you are. How you not only don't work, but you have all this money even though you don't work. This is why everything women buy is so expensive. If it wasn't expensive, it wouldn't be fashionable. I mean, just look at purses. You could get one of those nylon cinch bags, which would serve the exact same function as a purse. But women need fancy, expensive purses to communicate that they have money. We'll talk more about that in a minute. But that's female fashion in a nutshell. It's all about communicating that I A, don't work, and B, have lots of money. That is what defines a successful woman in fashion.
Number 4. Why are women constantly cold?
Alright, this one's simple. This one actually has a biological answer that isn't rooted in any psychology or anything like that. Women, because they have babies, because they have all the plumbing inside their bodies to give birth to babies, their bodies are designed to maintain a higher core temperature in order to protect the baby. Because if the temperature varies too much, it can affect the baby's development. So in order to prevent this, the female body maintains a higher core temperature than a man. I talked about this in my video where scientists, researchers, whatever, were trying to say that women made better hunters than men because they could withstand cold better. Even though women can maintain a higher core temperature than men because of their unique physiology, they perceive to be colder because that higher core temperature comes at the cost of a lower extremity temperature. Their hands, their feet feel colder than a man. Because for the body to maintain that higher core temperature, something else has to give. For every action, there's an equal and opposite reaction. So in women, in order to maintain a higher core temperature to protect potential children, they feel colder.
Number 3. Purses? Come on, purses?
Alright, returning to purses, it's very much related to the previous point about women's fashion. However, the reason why purses exist at all is because women are trying to maintain their figure. If they had functional pants like a man, if they were to keep their keys, their wallet, or whatever in their pants, in their pockets, it would cause their hips to bulge. And men look at hips. Men are first drawn to the things which make a woman uniquely feminine. This is how men identify a woman, as opposed to a drag queen. They look for things which identify a feminine woman. So men are looking at the hips. If a woman is carrying things in her pants, it makes her hips look unattractive. So in order to make her hips look attractive, she can't put things in her pants. She has to put things somewhere else. Well, where is she going to put them? The purse. That's the purpose of the purse. Is so that a woman doesn't have to keep things in her pockets and cause her hips to bulge and be less attractive to men. And again, the reason they're so overpriced is due to women's fashion, which I've already talked about.
Number 2. Why do they hold bathroom parties?
The bathroom party thing is simply because female bathrooms are a female space. Women go to the restroom to talk. They want to be able to talk freely without a man overhearing them. That's really all it is. I mean, men could conceivably do that too. If they wanted to talk in a place where women couldn't overhear them, they could go to the men's room. Men just don't give a shit. That's also because men can make decisions on their own. They can just think about something and come up with a solution. Women try to seek consensus, so if they're in a group, they don't want to just make independent decisions, they want to check in with the group. But if that decision affects somebody outside the group, they don't want to include them in the conversation, they'll go to the restroom. They'll talk about it there. They'll form their consensus and then they'll come out and execute. That's just how women are. And the fact that the women's room is considered this sacred female space is one of the reasons why a male-to-female transgender isn't welcome in the women's room. Even though they identify as a female, if they have a penis, they're considered a man. You notice you never hear about any female-to-male transgendered being unwelcomed in the men's room. Men really don't care. If someone comes into the men's room, sits in a stall, and pees sitting down, nobody's going to notice. But when someone who's obviously a man tries to use the women's room, women treat it as a man invading their female space.
Number one, why do women take forever to get ready?
Finally, why do women take so long to get ready? Because their appearance is everything. I mean, all you have to do is understand what women look for in a man and what men look for in a woman. A woman is looking for a man who looks good, obviously, but also has a good job, has high status, and has good utility. And what I mean by utility is, what can he do for her? Having a job that has connections that she could use to launch her own career, stuff like that. Utility. These are the things a woman looks for. I mean, you obviously have to have some physical attractiveness. If a woman's not initially attracted to you at all, she's probably never going to have sex with you. Unless she's just blatantly using you for something. A man doesn't have to spend much time on his appearance because he can communicate his value in other ways. If women are primarily attracted to money, status, and utility, the only one of those three related to appearance is status. Obviously, a man who wants to communicate his status has to wear a suit or something like that. He can't wear sweatpants and a hoodie and assume that women are going to know that he's important. He has to communicate that visually. But other than status, a man can attract women without putting much thought into his appearance. Like, if you're a rich, famous celebrity, you could walk around in sweatpants and a hoodie, and women are going to want to have sex with you. Because they're not looking at your appearance, they're looking at your status, your wealth, and your utility. A man is attracted to a woman's youth, her beauty, and her fertility. All of these are physical attributes. A woman has to look good, a woman has to look young, and a woman has to look fertile. And female makeup is designed to simulate youth and fertility. Things like red lipstick. Men find this instinctually attractive because they're looking for signs subconsciously of fertility. Hence, red lipstick is attractive. Women wear makeup to cover up their wrinkles because they want to look young. Now, all of these transformations to look young, beautiful, and fertile take time. A man doesn't have to worry about that, so he can get ready in 5 minutes. He might just have to put on a suit, at best. But a woman has to carefully paint all over her face with makeup in order to fake the signs of youth and fertility to be beautiful and attractive to men. It's that simple. And this is another one of those things that got a lot of negative feedback in the comments section. People resented that I said that a woman's looks are everything. And these are usually unattractive feminists who don't want to acknowledge the male perspective. I'm talking about from the perspective of men towards women. Men don't give a fucking shit about your career. Men don't care how much you make. All men care about is what you look like. Are you hot? Are you young? Are you fertile? That's all they care about. If you aren't naturally young, beautiful, and fertile, you have to fake it with makeup. You may not like that. It's not my problem. Take it up with nature. Anyway, that was my top 10 list. I hope you enjoyed it. This is Turd Flinging Monkey. Thank you for watching, and I'll see you next time.